This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. A corporate attorney for State Farm Insurance says he wants to represent Ward 8 on the Bloomington City Council. Jeff Crabill has lived in the Twin Cities for 6 years. He announced his candidacy at El Toro Restaurant on the southeast side of town as a symbol of the small businesses he wants to support and stimulate. Crabill says his interest in the job kindled when he went through the Multicultural Leadership Project and took the Bloomington 101 program.
If I wasn't interested already, probably what solidified it was just some recent actions taken by the city council, which I think I can help to do better.
Like what?
Sure. Last Monday at the city council meeting, you may remember, it wasn't really reported on, there was an appeal from the Board of Zoning Appeals. The Board of Zoning Appeals had denied a request for variance for a setback, so meaning that the homeowner wanted to move his rear addition 6 feet into the setback, so you have to get a variance for that from the Board of Zoning Appeals. They gave detailed reasons why they weren't granting it, and those reasons were varied, including that he could possibly build it differently. No one else had asked for that kind of request, and it really didn't serve a public interest. So I had read through that in the meeting agenda and the packet, and so I was waiting for the council to have a discussion about the reasoning and maybe why the appeal should be granted or denied. Unfortunately, what the council simply did was say, well, nobody objected to it, which I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily a criteria, and went ahead and unanimously approved that appeal.
So your take on it is you should pay attention to the zoning board and the screening body.
Well, I think it does a disservice to the people that volunteer to be on these boards and commission. You have people that put in their time and effort to attend these, to read the documents, to prepare these proposals, and ultimately, I don't necessarily say they made the wrong decision. Ultimately, the city council, and remember, this was a 4-0 vote by the unanimous vote by the Board of Zoning Appeals to deny this. But I just wanted a discussion. I wanted somebody to present the reasons that the board denied the request and have a discussion of why those reasons, should be disregarded or there is a reason to grant the appeal.
So how would you make sure that that process would be followed and that there's an argument demonstrated for decisions?
Well, first of all, I think you have to take a leadership role. And if that issue came, if I'm reading the packet beforehand, I would know that issue. And if somebody, if the motion was made and it appeared that nobody was going to make the argument, then I would enter discussions, make the argument, and hopefully have a discussion with the city council and then make an informed decision.
There's already an announced candidate in Ward 8,
right?
Josh Barnett, a current county board member. Distinguish yourself from him.
Well, I know Josh. I first met Josh at the Multicultural Leadership Program in a speed mentoring event. He's very nice. I know that he's served 2 years on the county board. I would say my difference is that my focus is on grow local. That's kind of my campaign theme. And what do I mean by that? I mean that instead of trying to incentivize businesses to come into Bloomington that are not from Bloomington, whether it's through tax incremental financing, TIFs, or through total tax abatement, I think we should look at potential entrepreneurs in our own community and small businesses and see how we can help them grow, because ultimately, money spent at those businesses, procurement by those businesses, stays in the community. That money keeps turning around, it keeps growing. And I think that's the way that we continue to grow as a community.
One of the not-so-infrequent criticisms of the Bloomington Council is that the ward system itself sets up a parochial viewpoint, and sometimes Ward 8 will win out when you should really be considering the needs of the entire city. How do you propose to balance those potentially competing pressures?
Well, I like the ward system and the fact that, you know, I have a defined area that I can walk. I want to walk and canvas and talk to as many people as possible. I want to talk to as many businesses as possible to see what they need to grow. But I think that the ward, residents of the ward, you have to kind of talk to them and say, look, you know, maybe this doesn't directly benefit you, but if you had a library that's much bigger and much more useful, whether it's conference room space, more books, that's a benefit to Ward 8. My family goes to the library all the time. We love to go there, get books. We don't think it's 10 minutes away. It's not that far. And so I think a good library is something that that Ward 8 residents want. I think they want a good downtown, and we have a great downtown. I see a lot of people disparaging downtown, and if when I came here, I looked at the History Museum, right? Beautiful. The BCPA, the artists, the restaurants, it's amazing. Can we do more? Yeah, let's just keep growing it, but it's not a bad thing. It's good.
Do we have a great downtown? I mean, we have an underperforming Bloomington arena. We have a front and center building that is vacant. We have a Pantograph building that is vacant. We have a C2 East building that is vacant. A lot of empty spaces.
A lot of opportunities. And so I think you take what's growing in downtown Bloomington, and I think you create that momentum where you can start to rebuild those areas. And I want to see the historical nature of those buildings kept and start to put things in there.
Bloomington City Council candidate Jeff Crabill says he's been married for 21 years and has two children. Crabill's likely opponent, Josh Barnett, says it is always great to see new faces who want to get involved.